USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The likelihood of a government shutdown is growing. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. In the meantime, the White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain made that announcement today, saying that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will be walking off the job. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to updated information, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keefe D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keefe Davis, a.k.a. Keefe D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested this morning, the arrest following a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. An Instagram video is now prompting a welfare check.
Police felt it necessary to check on Britney Spears' well-being Wednesday after the pop star shared a video of herself dancing with knives. Spears twirled around in her Southern California home holding two large knives while wearing a crop top and bikini bottoms. But the Ventura County Sheriff's Department did do a welfare check and decided she was not in any danger physically or emotionally. I'm Corey Myers.
Tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez makes his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will risk his belts against the undisputed junior middleweight champion, Jermell Charlo. This marks Canelo's third defense of his four world titles. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thing.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.